Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
What is up, fellow trivia nerds? Welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hi, little kids in the car.
Kids, we are going back to our roots. Your parents are going to be super excited for the show. And you are going to see how well they do at trivia because we are throwing it back to 90s song trivia.
I cannot wait for this. And if you were like, I wish Meredith would sing more to us, I feel like today's your day.
It's you're gonna check every box today, kids. Every box for Miss Meredith today. We have a shout out to Harmony Blue, to the whole Anderson family who leaves awesome reviews. Kelly, Kyle, Harper, Hazel, and Caleb, thank you. Henry, Talia, and Esther, thank you to you guys too. We love that you guys listen to this show. Here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through 2 rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer to that question. And then you're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. Then tally it up, crown the winner, rinse, repeat, listen to 100 episodes, you know, whatever. That's how we always binge the trivia.
We listen to them all, guys. Ask your parents.
Yeah, yeah. You guys don't have anything to do today, right? Just listen to trivia all day. That's what we do. All right. Meredith, you're feeling good about this one, aren't you?
Oh,
I feel the confidence radiating off of you.
I felt good last week about Wizard of Oz, though, and didn't do well. So that was brutal.
That was something.
The word's brutal.
It wasn't your best showing, but I feel like this is your wheelhouse and you'll do amazing. Okay. Round 1, question 1. Which TV series had the theme tune I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts?
Friends.
That is correct. Already, it's looking good. Looking strong, friend. Okay. Question 2. Smells Like Teen Spirit was a hit for which grunge band?
Nirvana.
It was Nirvana. Yes. I think that was a different song that you were just singing, but yes, Nirvana.
It was. Smells Like Teens.
No, I think you were singing Self-Esteem, but
I was. Yeah,
it's all right. In the same vein. It's good. It's good. We're good.
Grunge. Okay.
Yeah, you were in the pocket. Okay. Question 3. Basket Case, When I Come Around, and Brain Stew were songs by which American punk band in the 90s?
When I come around, that was Green Day.
Yes, it was Green Day.
Yeah.
Question 4. Don't Go Chasing This Popular 90s Group consisted of 3 female singers.
Listen to you. You sound like an MTV pop culture.
Oh my gosh.
Don't go chasing this 90s group. We're chasing waterfalls. Was it TLC?
It was TLC. That's right. That's right. Okay. Question 5. This group of brothers dominated the 90s with their single Mbop.
Hanson.
Yes. I wanted to marry all of them.
You did?
Oh, totally.
It wasn't my thing. When I tell you who I had a boy band crush on, it's not going to be what you think. It was Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses.
That is weird.
And his poster all over my room.
Really?
What was I doing? It was weird.
Interesting. It was, was it? Okay, question six. Name the lead singer of the band No Doubt.
Gwen Stefani.
Yes, and she is still amazing today, all over
she's
the Voice.
Very cool.
Married to Blake Shelton, looking hotter than ever. I love her. Okay, question seven. I saw the sign that this Swedish band was going to have some mega 90s hits.
Oh, there you go again. Ace of Base.
It is Ace of Base. I really always wanted to be an MTV VJ. I do not know why that stopped being a thing. Okay. Question eight. Name the song. I like sushi because it never touched a frying pan.
What?
The lyric is, I like sushi because it never touched a frying pan.
I don't know.
That would be One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
What?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Hit song.
Sing it.
Hot like wasabi because it busts rhymes. I'm like Leanne Rhymes.
Oh, the chickadee chickadee song. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I like sushi because it never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi because I bust rhymes. I'm like Leanne Rhymes because I'm all about, what is it? Values?
Values.
Oh, values.
I'm all about values.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
Okay. Question number nine. Deep Blue Something had a 1995 hit with their single named after this famous movie.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. I don't know.
It was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh.
You for sure know that song.
I know the song. I don't think I knew the band name. Yeah.
Unfortunately, a one hit wonder indeed. Okay. Final question of this round. This band wanted a smooch on their 1999 hit, Kiss Me.
So kiss me. Natalie Imbruglia.
It's a good guess. Julia, it was actually Imbruglia. It was actually Sixpence, None the Richer.
Oh.
This song, by the way, you can find in any 90s teen rom-com. Like
all of them.
It is like Everyone. The song of like teen movies in the 90s.
And all the right. premise is always the teenage girl is ugly, then she gets cuter, then she gets kissed. It was like not great messaging.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Here's my,
kids, you got that.
Here's the takeaway. Stay weird forever.
Stay
listen
weird
to cool
forever.
Songs.
Stay weird.
To- cool songs. That's all. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be back for round two of 90s music trivia.
It is Ryan here. And I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Most New Year resolutions involve long-term habits, but they're quickly forgotten after a week or two or whatever. You know how it goes. But with Fabric by Gerber Life, you can resolve to finally get life insurance, and you don't even have to do it again next year. Fabric is the quick and easy way to protect your family and cross that important to-do off your list. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. Fabric's new lower prices could mean potentially significant savings over other providers with great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. Life insurance can get a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with its seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your time. And if you need extra support, Fabric's team of licensed insurance agents can answer questions along the way. It is so easy. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. With over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot.com, you can feel confident that you're getting a high-quality policy that is perfect for your family. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance, plus wills, access to college saving funds, and more tools to help you protect your family's financial future, all an easy online experience. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/roadtrip. That's meetfabric.com/roadtrip. meetfabric.com/roadtrip. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Policy. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Round two. All right. Are you feeling it? You feeling good for round two?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Okay. Question number one. This 90s hip hop artist cannot tell a lie, at least when it comes to lacking big butts.
Fun fact, know every word to the song still to this day. Sometimes sing it at karaoke, and that is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, that is right. Okay, question two. Marshall Bruce Mathers is better known by his stage name of what?
Eminem.
Yes, Eminem.
And okay, how old are your kids? I have a 14-year-old son who right now is so obsessed with like old Eminem songs.
Oh, yeah.
That he asked for a record player and a vinyl record of Eminem's greatest hits for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I was 100%. Like, what is happening exactly? It's like these kids like it. Old school rap now or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird that that is old school rap, but yes, that's.
Well,
that's
we great. Are old.
We are. Okay. Question three, name the song. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yep, that is a Ricky Martin song. Okay, question four. What was the name of the debut single from Britney Spears?
Hit me baby one more time.
That is correct. Miss Spears with Baby One More Time. Okay. Question number five, who sang the movie title track to the Titanic?
Celine Dion.
That's correct. Celine Dion with My Heart Will Go On. Guys, fun fact, I watched this movie only one time and I will never watch it again. I cried so hard. I will never watch Titanic again ever in my life. Ever.
You cried that hard?
I cried and have never watched it since. So I can't even listen to the
song. I just don't understand why she couldn't like. Move over on the door.
I know. There's a lot. I have a lot of questions. None of them being resolved. So I'm just putting it down. Question six. Lee made many 90s kids want a slap of the bass through his work in this 90s band.
Yeah. Flea was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay, question 7. Jagged Little Pill was the name of the debut album for which Canadian singer?
Only the queen of the 90s, Alanis Morissette.
Yes. I maintain that Olivia Rodrigo is this generation's Alanis Morissette. Like,
she is
the same.
She
is. That Sour album, like, that is our Jagged Little Pill, girls. Take it and run with it. It will define you.
And just like I was, yeah. And just like I was too young to be feeling these heartfelt breakup songs, my daughter is now doing that same thing with Olivia Rodrigo. Like, yes. I'm like, you never experienced pain. What are you talking about?
This is true. This is true. May you never know this pain.
Okay. May you never know it.
Question 8. Name the song from this lyric. Are you ready? The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun.
Oh, she's having a heyday right now. I feel like a woman. Shania Twain.
That's right. That is Queen Twain. Question 9. Song 2 by this band will have you saying woohoo every time.
Like, I know the song. It's that song. It's like, woohoo.
Yeah.
You got me. Woohoo.
Yes,
that one.
Exactly, but like, that.
I have no idea what that is.
Is it a blur
what
to you?
Is it? No.
It's a blur. It's what blur. Is... Blur is the name of the band.
Oh. It's a blur.
It's a blur. I don't know. I can't think of it. It's okay. Okay. Question 10. Make sure you put your pants on backward when listening to this 90s hip hop group.
We make you wanna jump, jump. The Mac Dad will make you jump, jump. Crisscross.
Crisscross. Yes.
I loved Crisscross.
Kids, there was a whole time period people had their jeans on backwards. I don't know how anybody went to the bathroom.
I was people. I would wear things back. Oh my gosh. Me and my little brother, we loved Crisscross. We wear stuff backwards around the house all the time.
No, I never could do that. I have crippling anxiety about not being able to go to the bathroom. And that would be me at the skating rink, unable to undo my pants from the back. Like, it would be an absolute nightmare to me, but they had a time. There was a time period.
I just
period.
Feel like, yeah, if TikTok would have existed when Crisscross was there and people were putting their clothes backwards, like, I would have been the star of TikTok. Like, that's how I feel about it.
I love it. All right. We want to hear, kids, how you did and how your parents did. So head over to our Facebook and Instagram and let us know on the post. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you have any show ideas or birthday shout outs, leave them there. Just make sure to leave your name so we know who to include. That is a very important part. All right. If you don't recognize any of the music that we talked about today, it's a really great time to both subscribe to us on Spotify and find all this really cool music because the 90s were the best. I'm a little biased, but I did sort of love it. All right, kids. Have a great day, Trivia Nerds.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.